Party fundraisers tend to be feel-good social affairs. A little music, some cocktails and appetizers, a chance to catch up with friends. Thursday's New Hampshire GOP gala in Nashua offered something more. A week's worth of controversial news out of the Trump White House. The latest headline, that a special counsel would steer the investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Local Republicans mingling outside the Nashua Radisson tended to fall into two camps on that matter. There were those like Bill Beauregard from Keene.
I think it's unfortunate. I think it distracts, from what the president wants to get accomplished. I think it's a waste of time, quite honestly.
But others, like State Representative Kimberly Rice of Hudson, were hopeful that an independent investigation would be for the best.
I think if that makes everyone feel better, then so be it. Because if this did happen, I think he needs to take ownership of it, you know. But let someone come in and do the investigation that they need to do and find out the truth.
Leah Wolchko of Goffstown felt similarly.
We hear nothing but Russia, 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 Russia. Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it. And it's like taking all the oxygen out of the room.
Now that someone's been appointed to investigate those issues, she hopes that'll leave room for attention on more important matters.
Let's work on a good health care bill. Let's get the tax code, you know, simplified and let's do all those things that everybody seems to say they know needs to be done, no matter which side of the aisle they're on. But they can't get beyond this broken record groove thing about Russia, Russia, Russia.
There was one unifying factor among the event's guests: admiration for the night's keynote speaker.
I've known Kellyanne for about 25 years now, so I'm excited to see her tonight.
Longtime party activist Fran Wendelboe said she was disappointed others outside the event, including the media, would not get the chance to hear from Conway firsthand. Party officials had decided to close the fundraiser to reporters.
Our first in the nation primary is very unusual, because usually the name of the game is all the exposures you can get with the media, but we'll have fun without you guys, sorry.
Plus, she whispered on her way in the door, someone would probably tell the rest of us about it later anyway. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.